This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Neuro Gum, functional gum and mints to energize, calm, and focus you in the moment. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 694.
694.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Kimosabi. Well,
let's see. We should talk a little football just for a second. I don't know if you watched the playoff games this weekend. There were a lot of good ones. Poor Lions, man. Got the Commanders look unstoppable. I was rooting for the Lions. They look really tough, the Commanders. So I'm going to predict Bills and Commanders.
Okay. I don't even know who's in it anymore. I just stopped.
Oh, shit's getting good. You should watch it. Lots of scoring.
Okay. I did see that because I was hoping, you know, Detroit was going to lose so we could, you know, poach a coach.
We did, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Johnson. Yeah.
So that kind of works out in our favor. And they fucking hired him without him even having to do an in-person interview, which was kind of interesting. They just did some Zoom one and then they got knocked out. And then the next thing you know, he's in. It's good because, like, your choices were Vrabel, who went to the Patriots, and then it was who Mike McCarthy, who Dallas just let go. And I'm like, maybe. This one, it seems it's high risk, high reward, but if it pans out, it's going to be fucking great. Like, he understands the offense. Like, look what he did in Detroit.
I hope he can do it with us. We have a totally different team. That's the part I'm a little concerned about. Our guys are built different than those dudes in Detroit.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it is, like, we've got talent in certain spots, but we had horrific coaching.
Yeah, really bad.
And I think if the coaching, and it sounds like, I don't know if you saw when he came in, like, Ben came into the Chicago Bears facility today and gave a little welcome speech.
I'm didn't
like,
see it. No.
Commanded the room. I'm like, that's what you want. He's got that thing, whatever that thing is. He's got it. I'm like,
is it swing? Is that the thing?
I don't know.
No, but anything if you ain't got that swing, you know,
something like that. Yes. Yeah. He's got head coach material written all over him. So hopefully that works out. And I think there was a rumor that he was going to take their potentially Detroit's offensive line coach and maybe make him the offensive coordinator. So maybe you have some more Detroit guys coming our way.
Ooh, everybody's getting moving on up.
Well, it's good because it also weakens Detroit, right?
It does. We need them to be weakened. They're very tough.
They're very tough. They got handled in the first game,
yeah,
unfortunately. But they still put up, what, 31 points or something crazy?
Yep.
Yeah, and you lose. But these things happen. And hopefully we'll return to some form of legitimacy here. Chicago Sports. Blackhawks, still last place.
Okay. It's normal.
It's totally normal being last place for multiple years and have... Well, the good thing is you keep getting picks, but at some point... And I think that's what the Bears need to do. You got to just make some fucking trades or buy some fucking free agents and fix your lines, you know? And get rid of fucking Swift at running back. I fucking cannot stand him. I want a bruising motherfucker.
Right.
Is that too much to ask for?
No.
Bears football. Right up the middle. There used to be Brad Muster. It would be Muster up the middle.
We need like a Jerome Bettis, man. Just a bowling ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Barkley was available and Derrick Henry was available. I'm like, we need a fucking guy that's just a monster.
You missed out on Barkley.
Yeah, I think we're in contention, but I don't know if he wanted to sign in Chicago. So I don't know if that was our fault, but, you know, he ended up on what, the Eagles?
Yep.
Mm. And it's just weird, though, like the way football looks at a player and just says, whatever the age is for the position, they say, ah, he's too fucking old. He's washed up, and then dump him. And then, yep, like, wait, we could still squeeze a few years out of this fucker. It's not always just a straight age thing. I think they get too analytical on shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of data, though, especially running backs. I think they have the shortest lifespan in the NFL.
True, like, but one, like, one and a half seasons or something. They were saying Barkley was no good, right?
Yeah. Obviously, they were wrong.
Way wrong. Guys, oops, like, somebody's reverse hurdling people, for fuck's sake. Anyway.
What happened to that guy? Well, I'm sure it's all natural.
That's probably the least natural sport.
I feel like, yeah, we want them. We want them juiced to the gills.
I want every sport. It's exciting.
It's fun.
It's the best. We'll actually talk about that later. I'll bring up a point about that in MMA. But anyway,
talk a little MMA.
Let's do a segue. UFC 311 recap. I want to say credit to UFC for getting rid of the fucking gold MMA gloves in the championship fights.
Yes.
I fucking hated them. I think they look great. As I look over there at the Nick Diaz signed glove that I have that's on gold, they look great as a fighter signed glove, but terrible when they wear them in the cage fight.
Oh, yeah. I got my glove behind me there next to the lava lamp. I don't know why it's blurred out. I don't know how to unblur my background.
It's fine. I like it a little blurred. Mine is so aggressive. Everything's all sharp. I don't know. Right up on me. But yeah. I was going to ask you, do you have any other signed MMA memorabilia or just a glove?
I have the Dennis Siver t-shirt. I need to find it's packed somewhere and I need to hang that up. No, and then I have a couple of records behind me that are signed. So, and our YouTube plaque, but no, this is becoming my wall of like cool shit behind me. So
that's in this room. Now I've got stuff starting to hang up and hanging more now, but
yeah.
So gloves, what else? Frank Trigg was a referee for some of the fights and Chris Lieben was a judge for some of them. I'm like, wow, look at that. I'm like, I like to see former fighters helping the sport because I feel a lot of these guys don't know what the fuck they're doing, especially on the judging side, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that going on, which fight do you want to start talking about?
I don't care.
Let's do the Merab fight then.
You want to do Merab Dashvili?
Yeah, I feel like that was the main event since the other one, the fighter pulled out. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
So Merab, the Dashvili versus Umar Nurmagomedov. What happened?
Lots of cardio. Lots. Exactly. It was just a freaking race the whole time. So fast.
Unreal, man.
Just, I don't know how they do that other than maybe they're just tiny people. I don't know. But yeah, Dashvili obviously wins that one. Gets the belt over his shoulder. He has the freaking thing on his head. Whatever you call it.
It's weird.
Things.
Like, I don't understand how, like, I get tired watching him fight because he's so active. And
it's overwhelming. Yeah.
Like, he's just drowning people. And he's got decent takedown defense on top of it. But I think it was, it's after round three. So Ray Longo goes to Merab. He don't like the fucking pace. Put the fucking pace on him.
Uh-huh.
Sure as shit did, because come round four and five, Umar looked gassed as shit.
He did.
He had nothing. So, impressive, because, again, here's a guy, I don't know who's going to be able to beat him. Like, if you could put that pace on people, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous pace. I mean, and I don't know, he just seems to, it's like a Frankie Edgar type thing. Just go, mm-hmm. go, go. Never stop. Just go, go, go. Active takedowns. You know, always moving. Stick and move. Get out of it. Like, it's ridiculous. So, I think the only one who might have, who would even have a chance? Somebody who's got ridiculous, like, KO power type stuff that can catch him early. Because I don't think if it goes late, you're going to be in.
You're fucked. You're fucked. And he had a pretty decent injury pre-fight. I'm going to share this and probably have to blur this out. So he had these cuts in his training camp.
Was he wrestling a bear?
Apparently, or a shark, like took a chunk out of him. Wow. And I guess that healed enough to be able to make it to the fight. So that was crazy. But still impressive. I'm just trying to process. Like, I can't process that fucking cardio. That does not make sense to me.
No, same.
Five rounds. I didn't look at the number of strikes. And I think he eclipsed GSP for, like, takedowns landed.
Oh, yeah. Now. Oh, that's right. That was this fight. Yep.
You know, total strikes, it says 142.
Well, there was some grappling. It's not like
there's
it was
a lot of... Do they say the takedowns? No, I don't see it. Crazy ass fight.
Yeah. Speaking of which, let's do a little sponsor action.
Oh, Manscaped. Sure. Hold on. I'm working on it. My font is tiny. I can't read it. I'm old. We like you just the way you are, but let's be real. There's always room for a little upgrade, especially in the grooming department. After those New Year's festivities, you might not love everything you see staring back at you in the mirror. That's where we come in with the Beard and Balls Bundle to help you start kicking this year's ass right out of the gate.
Booyah!
Say goodbye to that winter beard, or just keep it sharp.
I don't cry!
Beard Hedger, and let's leave hibernation mode behind with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. You don't need all that extra hair down there to stay warm. Start stacking those new habits now and head over to manscaped.com and join over 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Use code MMANUTS for 20% off. Free shipping.
That's right. Be streamlined for the new year. Join the 11 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and revamp your grooming routine with the Beard and Balls Bundle. You get 20% off plus free shipping with code MMANUTS at manscaped.com.
Yes, we're brought to you by OneSkin. We kick off the new year. I want to share a little secret. Over the past few years, I've actually stopped setting these grand resolutions, and I've made it a habit to do something good for my health every day instead, and that includes using OneSkin. OneSkin has the OS1 peptide. The first ingredient targets cellular senescence, a root cause of aging responsible for lines, wrinkles, and creepy skin. Creepy skin. That sounds terrible. With OneSkin's groundbreaking approach, you're not just helping your skin look and feel younger and healthier, you're helping it behave better at the cellular level. And remember, it's the small habits that add up to big changes. So whatever you're looking for, a scientifically proven cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, or a whole new routine, we love the Complete Skin Longevity Regimen here. OneSkin can seriously transform your skin. Give it 12 weeks and see for yourself. Make 2025 the year you invest in habits that keep your skin healthier and help you look your best. Use code FIT15 for an exclusive 15% off at OneSkin.co.
That's right. What do I personally like most about OneSkin? It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. That's my favorite part of this. I love it. I have it right here. I use it daily. It's especially helpful when it's cold outside. Like right now, I think it's negative 20 or something with the wind chill.
Minus 2 million. We're all dying. Do you have frost on your windows?
Yes.
Hello. Nice.
Sometimes. And OneSkin is redefining the aging process with their proprietary OS01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to help skin look, feel, and behave like its younger self. Get 15% off with code FIT15 at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off. OneSkin.co with code FIT15. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Invest in the health and longevity of your skin with OneSkin.
Hell yeah.
Your future self will thank you.
Thank you.
And just like that, back to the show.
All right, let's talk a little more UFC 311. Can we talk about the fight versus Jamal Hill?
Prohaska. I finally figured it out. I wrote it phonetically this time.
Prohaska.
Yeah. Yuri and Jamal Hill.
I mean, I'll say this. There was not a whole lot of defense in this fight. Which was kind of exciting at moments. You know, there was a lot of shit that went down. There were some eye pokes in both directions. Let's see. What else was crazy? Some knockdowns. I felt like this fight was close, you know, for a minute. And then it wasn't close.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Jurie's defense was better, but again, it's hard when you play hands down.
It's almost like, I can't watch it. I'm just waiting. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to get, and they both got hit pretty solid. Each of them got hit pretty good. So it wasn't like anyone got out unscathed. I mean, it's one of those shots that put you down. So,
and I like the eye poke in the second round when Jurie got poked. And then the doctor asks him, he's like, you can see, right? And he's like, oh yeah. And then the fucking Mike Beltran, who's the ref, he said, oh, he's good to go. He's good. Let's fight on, fight on. So like everyone,
like, we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, like we're good. Like, let's just go back. He didn't pull the, like, how many fingers am I fucking holding up? He just, like, you could see, right? Yeah.
Well, I think it was well executed because the doc comes in and I think Beltran was like, you got time. And then he like kept the doc away. He's like, just give him a minute before you talk to him. Just hang on. Like, let him.
Sure.
Because, you know, as soon as he talks to him, he can wave the fight off. So, and I think everyone got the idea, like, this fight is not getting stopped. So
you can't stop that shit. Just let him fight. It should be the fighter's choice. Like, fuck, I get the doctor, but eye pokes happen all the fucking time.
You're right.
So just step back and let them choose if they want to fucking do it. So it was interesting. And then, what was it, Jurie gets the finish in round three. Like, he's being elusive and fucking cracks him. Goes to the ground, some hammer fists. And I don't know. I think it might have been Rampage who was saying, man, I kind of think I want to see a fight between Jurie and Keith Jardine. Like, when you talk about awkward and herky jerky. Yeah. Like, I don't know what Keith's up to. He's way retired, but
yeah, but
like, that's a good point.
That is a good point. And I have a video of these two after the fight. I don't know if you saw this. Here they are in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a little drinking. They're like, hey, man. I mean, look at how Jamal Hill's face is destroyed.
Oh, it's so crushed.
Yeah.
It almost looks like Pharrell.
He does. Lots of respect. It's good, man. Those guys made good money, and they put on a show, I think. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I enjoy it. And I guess I kind of appreciate Jurie's style too, because you don't know what the fuck that guy's doing. And then when it starts getting close to finish time is when it just ramps up. Like, oh, I love it. I love it. And
is
then
that
I
what
guess
he's coming?
I'm coming. Like, oh no, he's coming. Run away. I'm going to stop. I was just thinking of Ron Burgundy.
Thank you. Thank you for not taking us there.
I'm just going to stop. Something about the city of Pompeii. Moving right along. Islam Makhachev was supposed to fight Arman Tsarukyan. Tsarukyan pulls out of the fight 36 hours to the fight. Says he's got some kind of fucking bullshit back injury. Why don't you just go through it? Like, just fight it out. Because now I think Dana said, back of the line. You're back of the line. And Hanato Mocano was supposed to fight Benil Dariush.
Dariush, yeah. Yep.
So Renato goes up to the main event. The nice thing is the UFC finally decided, hey, maybe we should pay this guy his show and win money.
Yeah.
Without all, because normally they just give them the show and they're like, fuck you. And then if the press hounds the UFC enough, maybe they give them their win bonus. So they did the right thing for the first time in I don't know how long, right? So this is just a tough fight. Because I think I like how Islam took the fight, though. He said, when the gladiator come to arena, he never choose opponent. That's why I never choose. Just send me contract. He doesn't give a fuck. And that's how it should be sometimes. Especially if you're the champion. Who gives a shit? Is there some risk? Sure. But if you're like supposed to be the best of the best, fight it out. See what happens.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't look... I mean, he got hit early, but it wasn't super competitive. First round, Dar's finish? And that was a wrap. And then Islam was saying he wants to be a 3-division champion. He said he'll accept a fight against Dricus du Plessis at 185. Do you want to
see this? That's crazy. I don't know about that one. That's, I think.
Let him do it, Engel. Let's fucking go.
I mean, that's, ugh.
That's
why
wild.
Not?
I'll watch it, but I
hell
mean,
yeah.
Wild.
Let's just fucking like.
Let's
He
go.
said 205, little too much. Pereira, a little too big.
Yeah,
But
I mean,
185 he'll do. I think I'm in for that. I don't know.
yeah. Hang on. There was a fight night percentage for this fight card. The you know
Yeah.
how they have the fights. There was I think it was in Inglewood, which by the way, it seemed like it was not packed, but they had the weird lights, like in the crowd, so it looked like there were a lot of people, but I feel like it was not that full. But so they have three guys are. Four guys are over the 15% weight regain limit. Makachev weighed in at 154.5 pounds, and Fight Night was 178 pounds. So that's a pretty big swing. And
Yeah.
then who else? Dashvili gained 22 pounds, and Moicano gained 27 pounds. Can you imagine gaining 27 pounds in 24 hours?
I could probably do it.
You
But
think
no.
you think you could? How the hell would you gain 27
Well, I'd
pounds?
have to have lost a lot of weight and then put it back on.
Yeah, that's
I
just
mean,
wild to me.
I don't even want to think about cutting that much, so Jesus Christ.
Like, do we have 20 pounds of water in us?
I don't even want, well, I guess we do, but I don't want it to set out.
That seems crazy.
But again, this is legalized cheating that
Right.
nobody gives a fuck. And again, why do we even measure it? I mean, I guess it's cool. California said they were going to do something about that, and we just legalized cheating. Well, if you're going to do that, then why don't we just do drugs? Why don't we do PEDs?
Do it all,
Right.
big or small.
So that's interesting. And then the other thing, I want to find, I had the purses. Let me pull that up. So the purses, because we're in California, we'll share that. So you had Makachev 200 grand, Moicano 250. That one doesn't make sense. Makachev must be getting like back end money. And then Merab 500 grand, Umar 100, Yuri 250, Jamal 200. And then we just start kind of dropping off. But you have Grant Dawson is at 212. And so kind of interesting. I gotta scroll up a little. Eileen Perez, she's on a 36 at 36, doing a booty dance here and there. Stop the share. I don't think it's decent money. But one of the points that I want to bring up is, and I haven't thought about this, I don't think ever. Renato Moicano said that he was talking about the bonuses. He said that $50,000 bonuses are not that much anymore due to inflation. I was like, yeah, that's a pretty good point. And I look back at the bonuses, and it seemed like they bounced around for a while, but they were consistently 50,000 since 2013. So think about that. It's been 12 fucking years
So it
at
should go up, you think, huh?
50,000, right?
So
Yeah,
what's
why
fair? Like
haven't we?
75?
I'd say it's got to be 100 by now.
Yeah.
Like that would be way more helpful because it was a big deal back in the day. Like, oh, you get this $50,000 bonus. We didn't change it once. You fucking sold the company. You're gonna fucking get like a $1 billion rights deal.
They're keeping costs down, man.
Fifty
That's
thousand. Fuck you. Fifty
yeah.
thousand. It's all we can afford. I just got 400 million. They just got 4 billion. You guys 50,000. But again, it's the point of. Keep them hungry, but, and not you want them fed, but not fed well enough. I don't know, but even 100 grand, like it depends where you fight. States are gonna take
Yeah.
half, managers gonna take their cut, trainer, nutritionist, blah blah blah. Let's just go to 100 and like move on because this is fucked up.
Yeah.
What else is going on out there?
Chris Weidman announced retirement. He said he's done. Said since I got into the sport in 2009, the goal was to be a fighter, UFC fighter. And then the goal was to be a world champion. And 14 years later, I'm here and I'm here to tell you guys I'm hanging up the gloves in the UFC. I'm no longer going to be fighting. I'm just super appreciative to everybody that got me here. So 14 years. He's been through some injuries too, man. Like
knee problem.
Yeah, and it was weird because I pulled up. He's 40 years old right now. Yeah, 16-8 record. There was a point when he was 13-0, and then USADA happened. USADA started testing for PEDs in July of 2015, and I'm going to pull his record up so we can kind of take a look at this because it's fucking great. So imagine you're 13-0, and then USADA comes in right after your Vitor Belfort fight, and then you fight Luke Rockhold, and you lose. And then you fight Yoel Romero. Yeah,
okay.
And then Gegard Mousasi. Then you beat Kelvin. And then you lose, and you get a win. Then you lose, and you get a win, and lose. So 13-0 before USADA, and then you just fucking eat shit, and you only get 3 more wins and 8 losses.
Well, there you go. I think that...
And it tells you something.
It does. It tells you a lot.
And there's another guy that had that happen, too, was Johnny Hendricks. Oh, so yeah. Let's pull him up.
After he fought GSP, it was straight downhill.
He finished his career at 18-8. And let's see. Where is that 2000? So he won that GSP fight. I still will argue that, so I can throw that out. But right after this Matt Brown fight is when USADA came in. Loss. One win, loss.
About Hector Lombard, huh? I forgot about that one.
Which one?
About Hector Lombard. I forgot about that fight.
Yeah. But he was knocking people out dead first round. John Fitch, 12 seconds. Martin Kaptmann, 46 seconds. Wahlberger, 135. Some other dude, 29 seconds. That's wild. Uh-huh. The big rig.
Yeah.
Fucking USADA killing the sport, Ingo. And then one other guy, Clay Guida, he just got released from the UFC. He's 43.
Wow.
His record, 38-25. Not great. I can't say that was a USADA thing, but he's just the grinder, you know. His brother used to slap the shit out of him before the fights, and then he would usually burp like super loud between rounds, like clearing out some space. Fun fighter to watch, but
wild little quirky guy,
crazy hair. And what was the fight? Was it him and Diego Sanchez that had that crazy fucking they're kind of revving around at each other?
Yes, I think you're right. There was a fight night or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember watching that. I was like in a hotel room watching it because we just had a kid or something. I forgot, but I was in the room with the kid sleeping, watching it on the hotel. I'm like, this is crazy. They're going to kill each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are the fucking good old days.
They were.
What else is going on out there?
Well, you know, the presidential inauguration happened here in the U.S. Just yesterday, really. And here's a picture of Dana White hanging out with former presidents at the got Obama and then Mr. Bush.
Yeah.
And the first lady, two first ladies. Looks like Hillary Clinton's over there too. Sorry. Where's my stop sharing button?
It disappears.
It does. It's gone now. Hang on a second.
Yeah. What
the hell? There it is. Okay. Damn Zoom.
I know. It's tricky like that.
And there's more. Hang on. I got one more. If I could figure out how to use my goddamn computer.
Yeah.
Same story, but we got Conor McGregor and these misfits, the Paul brothers and his mom, apparently, at the inaugural situation.
Yep. Making it happen.
I mean, I don't know why Conor's going to that, but he's going. He went, I should say.
Well, I think he's saying it, but I don't know if it's true that he wants to be president of Ireland, potentially.
Great. So he's going to go to the American inauguration to try to become president of Ireland.
You got to know who's in the know.
Know your audience.
That's right. We got to be buddy with this guy.
It's like I went over there to figure out how we can, like, you know, take them down.
That's right. Got to do things. And then for UFC 313, they announced a couple fights. I think you had mentioned it before. They finally made that Gaethje Hooker fight official. And then Alex Pereira versus Ankalaev. Yeah. You get the, I think they made that Hooker Gaethje fight a five rounder too. And then I saw there's a footage of Alex Pereira and Rampage Jackson sparring.
Oh,
and it goes about as good as you could imagine it would. This is light sparring, so we're not going hard. I think I can share sound. Let's try.
Man, Rampage looks massive.
Yeah. But Rampage is old as fuck now.
He is.
Well, you could see Pereira's already dialed in.
Yep. I always find it weird that how these guys do this, because it's such a contact sport. Like, how do they keep it playful?
Yeah. Well, until someone gets hit and then it ramps up.
Yeah. Which inevitably happens. I've seen that a couple times in our training days back in the gym, like where I'm like, oh God, like all of a sudden the intensity went to a 10 because somebody cracked the other one and here we go.
Yeah. Now it's a fight because it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happens.
Nice.
So that was going. The one other thing real quick is they just said the Ultimate Fighter show, they're finally going to go back to the roots where you're going to have legendary coaches versus yes. instead of having active fighters. That's why I thought that we were going to do this show is like you should have legit coaches teaching these younger guys versus like having active fighters like coaching.
We're not good weird. Coaches.
No. Right. And they there just seems like there's potential for them to get hurt. Plus they're tied up for 6 months and then yep. they're not fighting. It's just
it's bad juju.
So Sonnen and Cormier as the coaches. So
oh, yeah.
That'd be
excited.
Fun, right?
I think it'll be good.
I might actually watch it again. Like get
I was
back
literally
into
just
it.
Thinking like, I might actually tune in. That might right. be good. Could
yeah.
be awesome.
And especially like coaches challenges. That would be fun. I like a little Cormier and Sonnen. Little fun action. What else is happening is out there?
Let me see what else I got. Do I have anything?
I just got a couple more things. And
I have a couple KOs, and then the trivia
Go
game
ahead.
Sucks, so I'm not going to have you do that because
okay.
it's terrible.
All right, then go some KOs. What do you got?
Okay, hold on. Let me queue them up. For some reason, my Zoom totally changed, and now I'm having a hard time working it. So and I apologize.
Well, it's, you know, it's these programmers love doing this shit.
So it's because I'm old. But
no, it's because
I don't
they
know if we saw that
it.
One before. Here's one.
No.
Little death touch.
It looked like he got shot.
He did. And here's the other one. Little flying balls to the face. Are you ready? Here
yeah.
it comes. Oh, God.
Oh.
Hit him with the cup.
Face fuck
the
you.
Old cup to the face.
Just a Muay Thai steel cup. Like, that's not fair.
I don't think it's fair, yeah.
I got a little Muay Thai fight for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
I gotta go no volume. I don't know what happens. I'll share sound, but let's go no volume. Here we go.
Freaking, what is that, orangutan?
Something like that.
Oh my God.
He's fighting his coach. That's not good. Let's get to the action.
Is this for real?
Yeah, why not?
What is happening?
We're in Thailand.
How do
those
they
are downward elbow. Oh, he's kicking him in the butt. You
how
can't
do they
do that.
Teach him to do that? These things look so ridiculous. I
know.
It.
What the fuck? Apparently,
this
blue
is,
wins.
There's a dude. There's a little guy ringing a bell. Like the whole thing is. These are
oh,
not
he's KO'd. We got the stretcher out.
They're. What are these things?
Oh.
Some slapstick comedy. That's
I
pretty
know.
cool.
It's
That's
like
funny.
Some Three Stooges type shit.
Yeah.
Reminds me, go to Thailand.
Yes.
I almost went like many years ago.
Yeah. It'd be a cool place to go. Maybe not now. I don't know if I have interest now, but I had interest then.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. So here you go. Here's Bears have completed their 43rd interview, Ingo.
Batches.
Batches. Oh, man. They were on a terror for a while there. They were interviewing everybody. I'm like, why are we doing this? I got one more. Here's the well, UFC. This is Dave's hot chicken ad. Did its job. He's like, oh,
nice.
And then that's right into knowledge. We got.
Well, I don't know if this is gonna be gross or really funny, but that means it's probably good. So, headline I just read on Vice a few days ago says, "Woman learned to take her butt plug out before an MRI the hard way."
Oh, snap.
So,
hey.
If you can only imagine what, I don't know, but I think, I don't know. I think it would be bad. I think something bad would really happen.
Because any metal wants to go to the side. Because I've seen them do the game of, let's turn the MRI on with metal in the room, and all the metal just goes to the sides of the MRI machine.
I'm guessing it ripped out her butthole.
If she's lucky. Or it could come out the other way, like through your abdomen.
That would be bad.
So. Or your mouth? I don't know. Depends how you're positioned in said machine.
Or it shoots out of the MRI machine and kills the nurse.
Yeah, that's right. Goes right into her butthole. Through it. It's like a heat-seeking butthole missile. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's not good. Yeah, we'll end on this note. So here's Marab teaching how to triangle people.
Today, I'm going to show you.
Do you have sound?
I do.
Okay, let's see.
Today, I'm going to show you triangle choke. Come here, please. So hands down, legs come this way, face down, legs lock, and then now choke is on.
See, it's perfect technique.
Coach, can you show me that again?
Today.
He's like, that guy's so tiny.
He is. But he also is the guy that, like, I don't know if you remember, he was trying to do like a dive through the ice into the water, and the ice was super thick. So when he did the dive, he just split his head open.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't go. He's had I think that's where his shit went off the rails, because Dana said, he doesn't have a great relationship with him because that guy's got some fucking issues. Huh. Of course he does. He also runs into the stands to fight people.
Yeah.
But, you know,
crazy guy.
Exactly. You want your fighters a little off center. He's a little off center. And that ain't always a bad thing. Sometimes it's a good thing.
Yep.
I think on that note, we can shut it down.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.